Good afternoon. I'm Jill Sheridan with WFYI News headlines at 12:04. One of Lauren Spears' friends who was with her the night of her disappearance is cooperating with police and even passed a polygraph test, according to his lawyer. Jason Rosenbaum released a statement yesterday that he did not want to comment any further about the investigation. The parents of the missing IU student have expressed concern that so few of Lauren's friends have come forward with any information. Many Hoosiers will head to one of the state's 25 state parks to celebrate the 4th of July holiday this weekend. Ginger Murphy works with the Division of State Parks and Reservoirs at the Indiana DNR. She says as a result of late spring flooding, camping numbers have been down a bit overall.
All of our facilities are back open except for beaches at a few properties. Monroe, Salamony, Lieber still have beaches underwater, a couple of others as well.
Campers in Indiana are also asked to leave firewood at home as the state continues to battle the spread of the emerald ash borer. Authorities in southwestern Indiana have been searching on horseback and in aircraft for a 12-year-old boy who ran away from home last week. They say Josh Miller is a habitual runaway but has never stayed gone this long. The search for the Oatesville boy is focusing on a densely wooded area covering 5 to 8 square miles. A Fort Wayne teenager says he saw a wall of flames after a semi-trailer struck an Amtrak train that he was on last week. Alex Graham is being called a hero for helping injured people out of the train that was headed for the West Coast. 6 people died in that Nevada crash. Today, sunshine, highs near 81, mostly clear overnight with a low near 61. For WFYI News, I'm Jill Sheridan.